With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. What's up with Tropical Storm Debbie? Well, at the moment, it's hanging off the coast of South Carolina, but it will not be staying put for too much longer.
Eventually, the center will probably move back onto the coast of the Carolinas by tonight or early Thursday, and then move across the Carolinas on Thursday and Friday. It may strengthen a little bit. The maximum winds are near 45 miles per hour. It strengthens some. We are not forecasting it to become a hurricane again.
Richard Pash at the National Hurricane Center. The storm is blamed for the half dozen deaths. Democrat vice presidential candidate Minnesota Governor Tim Walz wasting no time attacking Republican VP contender Senator J.D. Vance.
Like all regular people I grew up with in the heartland, J.D. studied at Yale, had his career funded by Silicon Valley billionaires, and then wrote a bestseller trashing that community. Come on!
While Senator Vance is focusing on the policies embraced by Walz, saying that Kamala Harris could not have picked a more radical leftist running mate.
This is a person who listened to the Hamas wing of her own party and selecting a nominee. This is a guy who's proposed shipping more manufacturing jobs to China, who wants to make the American people more reliant on garbage energy instead of good American energy.
Today finds a Democrat ticket on the campaign trail in Wisconsin. Also at SRNNews.com, the primary voters have spoken. Missouri Democrat Congresswoman Squad Member Cori Bush defeated by Wesley Bell. Missouri voters have chosen Lieutenant Governor Mike Kehoe as a Republican nominee for governor. Crystal Quaid wins the Democrat primary. And the new Hamas leader turns out to be the mastermind behind the horrific October terror attack on Israel. Wall Street, the Dow is up 292 points, the Nasdaq ahead 317. This is SRN News. The ACLU is suing a Christian school.
Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia, fired a male employee when he announced that he would begin living as a woman, and the American Civil Liberties Union has filed suit. The man had only worked for Liberty a couple of months before making his announcement, causing some to wonder if his employment was just a calculated effort to get the university in court. Religious institutions are generally exempt from anti-discrimination law in hiring. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New federal rules designed to promote transgenderism among students at public schools and colleges are in effect now, but only across about half the nation. Courts have temporarily blocked enforcement in 25 states and hundreds of individual colleges and schools. The Biden administration's rules are aimed primarily at Republican-majority states that have banned sex change operations on kids. Those states have also barred males from using female restrooms or locker rooms. This is SRN News. It may have been a case of metal fatigue that claimed the lives of some U.S. service personnel.
Documents obtained by the Associated Press show that a gear crack that led to the fatal crash of a V-22 Osprey last year may have been started by weak spots in a metal used to manufacture that part. The crash off the coast of Japan killed 8 Air Force Special Operations Command service members. It was the second time in less than 2 years that a catastrophic failure of a part of the Osprey's prop rotor gearbox, which serves as its transmission, has caused a fatal accident. In 2022, 5 Marines were killed when a different part failed. The Osprey can speed to a target like an airplane, then rotate its engines to land like a helicopter. But some components have worn down earlier than the military expected. Investigators are still investigating. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More details at SRNNews.com.